Shemulvara Sias Atzel Besuka, Yesh Dinosa Beschach, Shumechitza, Vedofen, Betoras Gag, Veol Besuka. Neshat Mokam Shal Sukha Tzorach Mechitzes, Vitruas Avivne Shalom, Vodai Betfaris Bechoruchal Sof. The Tzorach Gam Mechitzes Gag Melamala. We think a Sukha has four walls. No, it's five walls. It's six. It's a floor. We talked about Koramuk Sof. It's six walls. Right? As of a floor, as we were all the Kabul, as of a ceiling. So there's six, the Marami probably said there are six directions, you know. When my kids were growing up, up, down, right, left, and all around, you know, there was some, Hashem is here. So the Sukkah also has six walls, right? Six mechitzas, the four walls, and the floor, which he doesn't talk about, and the roof. What's the Brisker Rav's proof? As I mentioned to you yesterday, Poretz Ka'omet. We saw the Tos in Chulun, remember we saw it yesterday in Chulun? They only said it's did my mechitzas. And then the Gemara says, Gedor Ruba. Okay? So how does that work, Gedor Ruba? How does it work for the roof? Must be the Dinim Mechitza, the Gag. What's the other proof? Chavot Rami. So then only in Oel. Right? We saw by Tumas Meis. And then we saw Shipua Holom Keholom. All these proofs are the proofs of the Brisker Rav that there's a din of Mechitza in the roof, not only a din of Tzeil. That he has Lefiza Yesh Lodun. Right? Shnei Schochem. What's Pshat? We did a Sichuch HaBol HaSos Tzeil. It's a din in a Tzeil. Oshu din mitzad geter HaMechitza Shesh Beschach. A din in the Mechitza. Right? We don't know. Which one is it? Is the Pshat that the higher one already makes the shade, so the lower one doesn't accomplish anything? Well, no. No. No, not at all. What's Pshat? It's a din of Mechitzas Gag Shesh Beschach has to be Tachas Avera Shamayim. Who said that, Mount Loshen? That was the tour. The tour said Tachas Kibbutz HaShamayim, Avera Shamayim. He also did a Mechitza. And the Ran is the one who says, no, the bottom one accomplishes nothing because it's already blocked out, the sun's blocked out by the top one. So he thinks the machlok between the tour and the Ran on this very point. Okay? And then we saw yesterday, at the end of the Shir, that Yoshin Tachas Amita. So it's no good. The Rif explains because it's Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. The Baal Mor says ridiculous. What do you mean? You should say you're in the Oel Amit, you're not in the Sukkah at all. And the Ramban we saw defends the Rif. One is derived from the other. And the Ran didn't like it. Let's just review all this we spoke about yesterday. Okay? Oh. Ubira Beforshim. Again, it's anonymous. For those who want to look at this, it was on page Samachay, going to Samach Rav here, and they call the Otsa Reunim in the back. What's about Chlokas the Rishon? The Ramban learns Pshat in the Rif and the Ramban, like the Rambam, Shnei Schoch, it was a din in Mechitza Sagag Shal Asichoch. You have to sit Besukah Taras Mechitza's Gag, which Taras Avra Shemayim, like the Tur. And there, if there's another Ohel or Schach Nosa Beinehem, you can't sit there. No good. It's no good. Doesn't matter, Rabosai, if the other additional Schach is on top of the Schach Kosher, or if it's under the Schach Kosher. Either way, I'm sitting under two Schachim. I'm not considered a Yeshiva Tachas Mechitzas Gag Shel Sukkah Shitachas Avir. That's the Ramban, going with the Tur Shita. But the Ram Lushitoso, Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is only, not in Mechitzas Gag, only did it in Tzeil. Only did it in Tzeil. So it's only if the Schach is not Roy to make Tzeil wide, because on top of it is a problem. But as opposed to on the bottom of it, it's not a problem. So now we go back. Now we go back, Rabosai. This is how it all started with the Kol Shekein. It also with that one line of Kol Shekein in the Bialach. I didn't know what the Pshat was until I found it here. I'll read the last paragraph here. We understand the Kol Shekein of the Bialach, which in Pasel, Mechuba, Lamata, Men HaKosher. He also like the Ramban. There's a Psul of Sukkah, Tachas HaSukkah, on the Oel Betoch HaSukkah. Because even though with respect to tzeil fakert, you're better off this way because it's the top tzeil that kosher schach is making the tzeil. Yeah. But with respect to shnei schachim, I'm reading the words now. Shetzorech l'shevis tachas mechitzas hagag shelasichuch hakosher yutachas aver hashamayim gam kasher haschach apostle tachtom kayem esvor livsol sheyesh gam adifus haschach tachtom shunikva begag hasukam. So it's even worse. So it's a Kol Shekein. According to the Ran, it would be the opposite. Ad kan, but I quote it to you, if you want to look it up later on. This comes from me, but the Beis Medrash has a copy too. Because we reviewed this, I was asked to review it. Now, Rabbosai, we are going to go a little bit further in these in Yonim as follows. The Sefer Hashlama. I found it. We have it. Beis Medrash has it. Ginzei Rishonim. I was so excited. Then we had it. Ginzei Rishonim, front page. What do they have? They have the Ra'ah, they have the Hashlama, Rabbeinu Yonason, Rivavon, four Gedoli Rishonim, put up by Rav Moshe Hirschler, who's a very famous Rav, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. He's actually a Rebbe here in Ayeshiva for a year. You know, there's an interesting history about that. He came to Chicago many years, and he was a Rav in Chicago. You ever hear the name? You ever hear Machon Regensburg? You ever hear Rav Chaim Regensburg? That name doesn't ring a bell? He was a major Rav in Chicago 70 years ago, 60, 50. And then he was a big Talmud Chacham. And they brought in Rabbi Hirschler, who was an expert in Kisvei Yad, and he needed money to fund some of his activities. So he used to come from Eretz Yisrael, really Yushalmi, come there to Chicago. I came in a number of times to Chicago. Once he decided, okay, he'll come to New York. So he came. I don't ever met him, because the year he was here, I was in Eretz Yisrael. The one year that he was here, it was the year Tovshin Chav Zayin. I was in Eretz Yisrael in Karen B'Avda, and he was here. He was so good. They didn't know who he was. Like, there are many gedolim who come from Eretz Yisrael. Not these days, it doesn't happen anymore. In those years, like, you married an American, you had to be here. They gave you a position teaching. They spoke Hebrew. There's something called TI. Now it's called, I think, IBC, right? But then it was much more advanced. It was the Hebrew language, and they had a great goyin here, Rabbi Aaron Kreiser. Rabbi Aaron Kreiser taught there for so many years. He lived in Borough Park, would come and teach his class and go home on the subway and back and forth. I used to take him drums from the subway in the old days. A goyin olam. He was the biggest goyin in the Miri Yeshiva. And he was in the Miri Minyan in Borough Park. He was the great, he was the biggest Talmud Chacham, they said. And he taught in TI. And then Dr. Belkin offered him to be a promotion to come teach in the Yeshiva. Yeshiva, he just wanted to make a parnasa. He supported his family, taught at TI. So Rabbi Hirsch did the same thing that year. He was so good, he didn't turn him down. Rabbi Kreiser turned him down. He said, okay, I'll become a Rebbe in the Yeshiva. And they decided to give him an advanced shir. See, now things are different. In the olden days, things were much more graded. You came to a first yeshiva, a second yeshiva, a third yeshiva, a fourth yeshiva, and then you went to smicha shir. Now everything is a big mishmash. But this is how it was in those years. They say, you know what? I'm going to give him a third yeshiva. Good. He was scheduled a third yeshiva. The last minute, he decided he's staying in Eretz Yisrael. But they had already 25 people registered for this. So what happened? This is an important history. So who was appointed in his place? Rav Shechter Shlita. They celebrated 50 years of his Rosh Hashiva kind of last year. I don't know if you were there was a whole thing about it. That's because he was appointed in 1967 as a last minute replacement. People were very upset. How can this young man go jump over? Because he was third year, right? And they were there. Those days it was after they took him back the first year. After that, and now, just give you some history of the yeshiva, institutional memory. I see the name Moshe Hirschler here. I'm reminded of this great Talmud Chacham. This came out what year? Tov Shinchav Beis. This is 1962. He was writing all the years. It was reprinted in 1999. I'm not sure if Rabbi Hirsch was even alive then. I can't remember.
They have the Ramban, which I heard somehow.
Yeah, all those Ramban to him. Right. He was a tremendous man. Tremendous. So, it's not fair to... He lived in Bayit Vegan. It's Bayit Vegan, Tov Shinchav Beis. Okay. Terrific. Right. And you know who else worked with him? Rav Elazar Horowitz Shlita, who's now in Atos HaBris. You know who that is? The Professor Horowitz, who teaches in Revel, expert in Kisvei Yad. This is going back 62, this is going back 55 years ago. We already thanked him. You know, no one knows who he is. He walks in the streets like he's nobody. He's clean shaven. He's a tremendous guy. He knows all the kids. Yeah, you should take his class once. Rav Elazar Horowitz, he's a expert in Kisvei Yad and things of this nature. He's friend with Rabbi Shechter. Anyway, don't get too far afield. I can't look about the Hashlama. So the Hashlama says exactly what I told you yesterday he says, I didn't know where to find it. Well, I found it here. Baruch Hashem, we, thanks to Rabbi Hirschman, thanks to our experts who get this farm for our base medrash. We have it. It's called Ginzer Rishonim Masechta Sukkah. Four different Rishonim that we don't have any other place that I know about. And he prints it. Let me read it to you. He asked the kasha we asked yesterday, but Ein Mevatlin Iser Lechatchila. Oh. It says like this. Beautiful. If you hold, Rabosai, if you hold, listen carefully, if you hold that this, you need a 51% of schach kosher, and 40-20 is no good, which is what many hold, right? Then he said the kasha is no kasha. Remember, vatli is lechatchila. It's only going to be good if you have 51% of schach kosher. So then he says the schach posel is kamad alesa. I don't have to even vatli it. Vatli means you have to take it and make it if it doesn't exist. Let it exist. Who cares? I have 51% schach kosher. Who cares? Right? Based on this kasha, you need silsim mechamis of the schach kosher, aside from the schach posel. Yeah. And he says, and he says, one second. Lo kasha le mevatel l'schatchila. Shira isur eno malo morid. You don't have to mevatel it. So let it stand. Who cares? Follow? But the yesh mefarshim, who hold presumably 40-20 is good, and mevatel l'schatchila. Right. Look what he answers. Look what he answers. Ime asim have a mina come up with the evid pirish she'ochal lo yoshen aval lechatchila lo yoshen lo yishan, he shouldn't sleep there kamash malon. That's what it means. Rabosai, open the Gemara please. Testament base. The Gemara says, look carefully. It's a question. Kamash, what's good lechatchila too? Why? In Ratlis lechatchila, says Ashlama, you're right. You can't do a lechatchila. What it means is you can eat in it lechatchila. Not that you can be mevatel lechatchila. You can't. That's what I told you yesterday. I'll read it to you now. He says pshas as follows. Why? How do you like that? He really says it. Now, this is over here. Kavanoso 97. Correct. 97. Okay, I just want to show it to you. It's on page 134. If you want to look it up in this beautiful Ginzer Mishnah. Okay, so we Chazad the Briska Rav, we had Ashlama, right? And now it's ready to start new Inyanim. Okay, Rabosai, you with me so far? So we had a Rav Yoh. I wonder if it's still on the board from yesterday. I brought my Rav Yoh just in case. I learned to come prepared. It's not on. I have to start it from scratch. Okay, no problem. Was Taryag, correct? Yeah. Okay. This is a long Rav Yoh, very long, and he asks many questions. You didn't have a chance to read all of it yesterday, so a little bit. Okay. So the Rav Yoh asks the question as well. Ein mevatlin is lechatchila. We saw the answer we gave yesterday, right? A different answer. Right, let's take a look. Let's see how he answered it. Come, I can't find it now. Did we have it yesterday? This is what we point, that the Rav Yoh, the Rashi, backed out. And he couldn't learn the Korban HaSanos Pshat because he holds them as a Gorim. I don't want to repeat myself, but that's that we did speak about. Fine.
I thought we saw it. Oh.
Oh. Ein mevanes chatchila leklem it me. To kodem yomtev she'ein yisir adayin nitkan. Oh. Ein mevanes chatchila medrabonenu b'mokom shenene kon lechel olohochem avo mitzvahs lav lehonas nitnu. Mitzvahs lav lehonas nitnu. Those are the two answers that the Rav Yoh gave, right? The Shlomo gave his own answer that ain't a chinami. It is a problem. It is a problem. Okay? This is the kash. Okay? It's a good kash. There are other kashes that the Mefarshim are asking over here as well. A Dover HaMechuber, we know, is not batel as a general rule. Dover HaMechuber is not batel. Okay? So the question is, why over here do we say that the Ilan, which is Mechuber, is not batel? So once again, the Hashlama talks about it. I'm sure since we're fortunate to have the Hashlama, see what he says. Oh. This is on page 133. The Alpha God, he quotes a mission in Earl, and it's found in Gittin, and on Gittin over here, Nun Beis and Mid Beis. The Tia Shal Earlish and his Arab and the Tia Sacheris are is a loyalco. Yalabit 200 Tama the Loka who tolish. Abba Mechuber is never bottle. Yeah. No answers? Different reason. Then in the tea of Urla, Ainamu Revis Imaskenos. Elisha Ainani Keris. But the Bachoshibu vein a bottle. Abba Hocha Shah Nofmehu Ravimaschacha Kosher. But Telem Ro Mishachipta. So that's a question, yes, that Dover Mechuber is not bottle. That's if it stands alone. But over here, we mixes them all in together. The Hashlama gives the Teretz that it would be bottle. But the biggest kash of all is, it's Nikar. You can pull them apart. There's no bittle. I gave you the mushroom. If you have chaylim, which is mixed into a pot of kosher food, Rama writes in your Adaya that if you can pour some cold water on it, and as a result of the cold water, what's going to happen? All the chel will come to the top. You can't say it's bottle because it's easily separated. So over here too, it's easily separated. That's a great kash. That's a very, very, very good kash. I want to show you the Yoredeya, not only Yoredeya now, just to give an example of where you find that, because it's very important. Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya. Rambam writes, Siv Dalet, V'chol Yisra shebevatlen b'shishin, im makiro, tzorach la'asiro misho, afal gav dekvom nisbatl tam b'shishin. L'chein, im nofal chelev v'soch tavshil, v'nisbatl tam b'shishin, tzorach litan shamayim tzoninim, v'teva ha'chelev la'hakpi, v'lotzuf l'mala l'mayim. We see ready Misham. To me acha shef shala siro, have a kilo makiro, sirachir Misham. If that's the case, how in heaven's name can we say bittle when it comes to the schach kosher, the schach puzzle? If you wish, you could easily pull the schach puzzle apart. So how does it work? That's a gevaldig kash. That's a gevaldig kash. That's a great kash. A very, very serious kash. How do you answer this kash? Wow. How do you answer this kasha? So Rabosai is a big, big, big machlokas over here. Very big machlokas. What kind of thing is this? Is very critical for other reasons. That's with the bugs issue. What kind of din is this? Siv Dalad? Oh, we find Siv Dalad, Rabosai. That was Siv Katan Dalad. Oh boy. This is very long. Trying to do a shortcut. Siv Dalad. Oh. Don't give up. Let's say if you put cold water, which will then bring the fat to the top, you'll ruin the cholent. Why? In other words, he's assuming that the reason why it's okay, it's you have to separate it. It's like we call it a davish yesh lamatirin. For davish yesh lamatirin, if you're elv lo bottle, it means if you can find a heter, you shouldn't rely on bittul. But if it costs money, so you're allowed to rely on the bittul. Kol shekein b'mokash hamachal miskalkel, right? So therefore, it's going to be ruined. Yeah, and apparently Hagos Mordechai disagrees with this. But we passed on the kula. What do you see from this place here? Very big chiddush. That even though the chalim is easily discernible with some cold water that flows to the top, min haTorah it's bottle anyway. It's bottle anyway. And there are more passings, presumably like this, that it's only the Rabbanan, that's what we're assuming for the moment. Okay? Why is it so relevant? If there's bugs in the New York City water, they say, right? So, you have to put in a filter to try to get the bugs out. So one of the main questions is, well, you ever seen any bugs in New York City water in your life? I've lived here my whole life. I never saw a bug in New York City water. But if you put a rag on the faucet, you let it run for a few days, and you take that rag and you put it in a bowl of water, and you'll see certain things. Then you'll be able to see certain things. That's true. Yeah, they're called copepods. Yeah, you can see if you do this shtick. Am I mechuyev to do this shtick? To put in a filter to try to filter them out. So according to the crazy place, you know, because right now I can't see it. I could find a way to get rid of it. So here I could also find a way to get rid of it. This makes hot sauce. It costs me money. It costs money. I'm not mechuyev to spend money to do this. I love this place. I love the place. Honestly, we have to intellectual honesty. You can't just basically. The Prima Goddam disagrees. Yes.
Maybe just the filter, like.
Sorry.
Saying for a filter, if it costs you money to buy a filter, like.
Yeah, you just saw it. You're not going to make old souls. The Kasha Kaler. You're not going to the Kasha Kaler. The Prima Goddam. I'm not sure which one it is. Honestly, well, let's see here. Hold on. Let's see if we can figure this one out. He quotes the Placey. See if you can help me figure this, okay? I'm not sure which, how to find this. So what's going to takanta mayim tzonanim l'chumrohu tavi makiro. He says as follows. Oh, the crazy placey, I found it, Baruch Hashem. That's the rich that is. The crazy placey, Ozvav, we just saw. Hekel, Kshamachel, Miskalkel, I did sinun, Kmol, Kamon, Sinun, Kuv, Basif, Gimba, Bechliya, Yagola. Vyesh, Lechalik, Beinem, Ki Kan, Hu Kemakir, Ho Isur. The Prima Gadam is suggesting that the crazy placey is wrong. Here is a Dindoraisa. Because if you can separate the yisur and recognize it. It's a din d'oraisa, and this fact that he's going to ruin the food, too bad. So ruin the food. You can't eat this cholent with the chel of it in it, because you could separate. I'll ruin the food. Too bad. Too bad. Oh, how does it affect us? I'm not a sukkah, now you're there. So the quote of the Chron says as follows. If the crazy place is right, that what? Yesh lo matirin. It's only by Yisurim. It's a chefter di Yisura. So you wouldn't want to eat a chefter di Yisura. When it comes to a mitzvah, when it comes to a mitzvah, we mentioned this in the Taz, we saw the Taz yesterday, there's no din of a matnis l'chatchila. No problem. But if the pre-begadim is right, it's a real din d'oraisa, so it's not called a taruvus at all, then Rashi's in trouble. Then Rashi's in trouble. Yeah. He says, if you look here, he's interesting. Chap over here, yes. I don't have what I'm looking for. The Gilyon Marasha, that's from Shlomo Eger, says that the people who are Machma are going against Rashi. So this is what we're talking about Rashi. It's going to be good. But something which is fascinating, Rabbi Osai. I want to show you a tshuva. Tshuva. No. A tshuva, Rabbi Osai. Fascinating tshuva. It's a famous tshuva. By the Oneg Yom Tov. We will discuss later in the year that even the name of this sefer is questionable. Is it such a mitzvah as Oneg Yom Tov? We didn't have time. Did we mention it? I don't think so. It should have come up in Daf Chav Zayin. We didn't have time. It's going to come up in Mem Dal. Remind me sometime during the year. If the year is up, I never tell you that the name may not exist. You'll let me know. Not for now. What happened? They were mixed up. Chut nishlo nitl l'shem tzitzis. B'chut nishlo nitl l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Can you wear them or not? Bittl. Minat Torah chad betray bottle. Ukshem kol achut nishlo mitzvah tzitzis. No, that's not so poshut. Why? When does bittl work? Is iser or psul? So the Torah says, is misari barov, is talik psul or meyolov, is batl bo eid bo el psul. Ava b'dava psulo, v'neshe b'chusar maisa, matzah wasn't baked lishma. He mixed up with 10 other matzahs, right? Doesn't help. Neishah nisbata lo yasik milas hamivatel v'daylonu shemol bittel lahosu chisoron hamisbatel v'lo hasik milas hamivatel. So you can't eat any of the matzahs. This is the famous Oneg Yom Tov. How does that relate to us? Directly, we want. Schach posel should be masik the milas of mevat, which is schach kosher. Did that work? Rashi says yes, and others say no. So it could be that Rashi holds that the bitl works to be masik milas ha mevatel, and the others say no. That's for the Oneg Yom Tov. That it doesn't work. How do you like that? So who makes this comment? Kivega. In Hilchos Tzitzis, and where else? We're talking about Hilchos Tzitzis, right? Take a look.
Why is this a case of we're trying to be masik milas hamivatel?
Our case?
Yeah.
You're trying, assuming that 40-20 is good.
Oh, we're talking about 40.
Yeah, that's right. 40-20 is good. That 20 has to be considered like the 40. Mm-hmm. Not just as if it doesn't exist. You want to get the 20 to the status of the 40, that requires this additional step, which as we saw before, there are many who say it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Watch. Hilchos Tzitzis. Oh, watch this. Im yochol levat al chutim she'ein nitzel nishma toch chutim she'nitzel nishma l'tol sanat bebeir ayin lekamon simen tof reish chavov. What's he talking about? Tof reish chavov, it's our simen hilchos sukkah vos retar b'kivege. Now you know Rabbi Oneg Yom Tov, you know what he's talking about, right? It's a machlokas to Rishon 2 days and 40-20 good or not. If 40-20 is good, then the tzitzis which are not Shalal Shemar also became good. But if 40-20 is no good, then Tzitzis is no good. On Yontas Chakira, and Hilchos Tzitzis is 2 days in Rishonim, and Hilchos Sukkah. This is Rabbi Kivega's comparison. Okay. In any event, Rabosai, in any event, the fact that the Rav Yoyah asked this Kasha, the Pashas you see, that it's enough to have a rove of 40-20. A 40-20. Because otherwise, Rav Yosef Takash and Malis Lachatchila. We already saw that the Ashlama said that if 40-20 is no good, the cash is no kasha. Just it's like nothing. So the fact that Rav Yosef asked the kasha indicates that he really holds that there could be bitl berov. That's what the rov poskim say against the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham said, according to Rav Yosef, it's impossible to say 40-20 is good. No, if it's kasha and chachilah, you see that the Mogen Avraham is incorrect. The Mishnah Berurah already said that most poskim are against the Mogen Avraham. Let's open our Mishnah Berurah right now. Open the Mishnah Berurah, please, right now. Again, we were here twice already. It's time to be a third time. Chazara is always good. Tav Resh Chav Vav Sif Aleph Mikri. It's a pretty long one, but we saw it a couple of times. Let's see it again. The Da'as HaMogon Avraham B'Siv Dalet B'inem B'zeh She'eschach HaKosher Tzul Simu B'Mechamso D'ilav Hochi Ashu Merubah Menayav HaSach HaPosel 40-20 Lo Mahani U'Da'as Shar Achronim Eskimu L'Shakavon HaShemol L'Hokil B'Ashpol HaSanof L'Mata She'eschach HaKosher Yetzir V'Maschach HaPosel Tzul Simu B'Mechamso. Yeah, here too, it's good enough. Fine. Then he asks the question of the Chemed Moshe. He says, "Imaschach kosher tachas apostle beinon eruv dafka shloyun ikaron," as the Mechaber said, as he mixed up. But if a kosher l'mala apostle, kosher is higher, lo beinon eruv ela b'hashpala bi'alma sagi. It's enough to place one directly on top of the other. Wow. What's pshat? Why should that be? Okay? Why should it be? Now, Rabosai, let's go further. One second. Quote him at length. Then he says, I'm skipping 20 lines. He says, he has a distinction what came first, then all the posts don't hold that way. He says as follows, towards the very end of this parallel. Kevin Shemunachim Zal Gabezeh, Rikri Chavot of Erev. Okay? That it should be good enough if one is on top of the other. So what does he say? Hayotim et Ramein. Rashi Vetoysis Lo Mikri Zeh B'Shem Erev. Against the Ravio. The Rashi returns to the name Silsimu Mechamsa. Ula Avi Ezri, Dlo Mahani Silsimu Mechamsa, brackets. Afiluk Shioshi Bissel Sukha, Mesha Elan, Mesa Lamala, the Kolshke and Shioshi Bissel Elan. That's what we saw the Kolshke we spent a lot of time on earlier today and yesterday. Halo Mikri Zebeshem Eruv. And according to the Rav Yoh, if one's on top of the other, it's called Eruv, right? It's called Eruv. Why should that be so? Why should that be so? Take a look at Rabosa in the Gemara, Tetzvavim and Beis. Rava Omar. I want to see the Rashi Rava Omar. I feel it b'mitzamtein. Them hoyud nesunim ashpudim shesi knows the konim shol sach arev. Right, crisscross like this. The al kochokem ena knows the Rashi konim al shpudim harehem noflim laoretz. The chavle koshem ruba al apostle umavatlon. Whoa, you see, klar one on top of the other, and it's bittel. Araya berura. But what's the lumdus behind this? A beautiful, beautiful lumdus. I have come pulling one of my favorites again. Hilchos Chag B'Chag. It's a great sefer. It's so emistic what he says over here. So at the very end of the sefer page, Reish Ayin Aleph, going over to Reish Ayin Beis. Look what he says. Beautiful. The emes tira rabbeinu bi'alocha amukim v'nifloim ma'od. Talk about a compliment. Deep and wondrous. What he just said. Why? Yesh kamachlokas yisodis mahu geder mitztarev schach posel schach kosher. The Rashi v'tos v'stum shmol schach posel l'hashlem Shul Sukkah 40:20 nims to shetrichem ano letzirif aschach posel l'hashlem atzel al ken shapar amina de bitl mol davka shu bitl gamat shein anika. Right? Mixed in together. If it's 40 on top of 20, it's not going to work. And they all mix in together, like bitl of chazer. But according to the Rivo, the Ravyo, and others, shanidanu sheschacha elyon posel atachton neshed mishamash tzeil nimtza she'enanu tzrichim klal lebitl bezet. You don't need bitl because you presumably you have 50%. Let's assume for the moment of schach kosher. Rak la'asosam schach echad be'ofen she'tzeil aschach yichoshev makmas aschach kosher v'lo me'aposel. So even if it's maybe if even be 40-20 perhaps. Uvazeh ha'edem dunu ha'rishonim zal she'tzeil nechshav makmas elyon ha'mechasa me'achama v'lo makmas ha'tachton ha'nira b'sukkah. So that's why the things on top will cancel out whatever's on the bottom, right? That's the Rav Yoshita. Him came shaper kotzva mordechai v'sar mikuti that we saw yesterday. The kol shetaniach hakosher al gabei apostle, they're mamish together, one on top of the other. Moil the hashtamia choda schocha ninu v'hakoshu ha-meitzel nimza she'enonu tzrichim elo she'kan schach echod as opposed to shnei schochim. Omnam, he says, kol zeh k'shetzel ha-sukot tzilsmur v'chamsa sh'rak b'zeh mol chavot on the Ramban Rabbeinu Yerucha ach k'shetzel ha-sukot chamsmur v'tzilsa u'be'ina on the tziriv s'chach posel l'hashlim. And the Ra'o and the Ran the Ritva say that chavton works. Does that appear to Ran the Ritva? No, dafkin Ruben ha-chein ha-nikar sh'b'zeh ein ha-tam ha-shem sh'lo yeh-meitzel el debina bitl gomel ha-hofchol if's as the Rabbi Onig Yontif suggests, you can even make the Mizbatl into the Mevatl. Rabbi Kivega make a comparison to Torah Shlavo. V'zeh ha'shutzrich around the time of Shein Bitl Zek Kishari Surin, as it says earlier, Hadvarim Nechonim Be'ezes Hashem Yisbar. I think he's 100% right. It's a beautiful piece. Be'alach is Amukim V'nefloim. Again, if you need 40, 20, no way 20 to become part of 40. That's mamash me'uro. Even that's a chiddush nifle v'noira. Depends on 2 days of the chesitzus and the only count. But if you have 50, and the whole point over here is there shouldn't be two levels, then as long as one direct on top of the other, we can be mekel. That's exactly why it's all about Talia. Meridik. That's such a beautiful pshat. It's some things after you say it, it's obvious. Yeah, but he said it first. I didn't see him say it before him. So I have to give him the credit. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we think we're home free, not so pushed. The Bir Halacha, for some reason, decided to worry about the Rambam Shita. We saw this once before. I'll show it to you again for a minute. Tzorach Shiyashpa, the previous page Pei Hei, opening page of. Okay? Da, the Das Habach, Yeshloch Shas Rambam, in Lahat Elabik Tzotza, you have to cut it off. You saw the Pei Shem Mishnai, you saw the Rach, we saw. You have to actually cut it, okay? And what does the rov work for? The psul of what? Tase velo mina osui, Rabosai. That's all. That's all it achieves. He says the Riaz holds that way. Shulta Gibran quotes it. Zachin Orsha Rabbeinu Chananel. The same thing. Yachta Chanofim. Yeah. Okay, we should be machma like that. The last line is Uvezeh mutter afilu below. Normally, as we will get to that later, Mitzvah, I'd like to finish these Makoros by Sunday if I can. I'm always optimistic, but it'll be nice maybe the latest Monday. So hopefully we'll have new sheets which will discuss Tasev alone. But you know from growing up, you have to move it, shake it, you know, that kind of stuff. Right? So you don't need to shake it over here. Because the bitl barov will take care of the psul of tasev alo min ha'asui. Yeah. Why should that be so? Who said so? The Rambam said so. So let's open the Rambam. Rabbi said, please open to the Rambam. This Rambam, we saw it yesterday. We'll see it again today. Rambam. Irev Dovash and Mesachimbo, Badovash and Mesachimbo, Vesicher Bishneim, Alpha Pisha Kosh, yes, or Apostle Psula, Sicher Bezelas Asmo, Sazer, Yesh Beschach, Apostle Stosh, Tvokim, Mokamecha, Ben Memsa, Ben Sad, Rezu Psula. Okay. So he said, he claims that according to the Rambam, it means his freedom. Is that necessarily true? Not so simple at all. Das Rabbeinu. Oh. I find what I'm looking for. Can't find it. There are those who say that following love the pshat is as follows. That rubo kakulo. What is rubo kakulo? You have schach. Some of the schach rabosai, some of the schach, some of the schach. Is it has a tas lamanasi problem. Right? You cut it off. Others does not have tas lamanasi problem. So here, Rabbi Osai, if it's schach kosher and schach puzzle, intrinsically puzzle, presumably you would not apply the rule of bitl barov. You can't make a vatl barov to the going to Gyantis. You can't make something nothing into a something. Rabbi Osai, you can make a, it's easy to make a something into a nothing, or to make a nothing into a something. But over here, where it's not a nothing, the schach is intrinsically kosher, just that is a tas lamanasi problem. There, they suggest you look at the whole, the bigger picture. The bigger picture. And the bigger picture of both sides, either this is you did it, you made it, or you didn't make it. And therefore we suggest you made some of it, so we view it as the principle of rubo kakulo. So the entire schach is considered made, that you made it. The word made is a bad word. It's considered tasa, not considered min ha'asu. That's what the Achronim suggest. And some say, no, you don't even need rubo kakulo. Rubo kakulo means that you made something, you didn't make the other thing, so that's the rubo kakulo. No, you made everything. Because if you make something, it's considered if you made the whole thing. It's all daka stick of swords within the principle of tasa lo min ha'asu. We had discussed yesterday the question, the Ritva's question. Actually, we should see it again because it's always good to see things the second time. About sukkah tachas a sukkah, what if there are no walls? Remember that? I showed it to you yesterday. Let's see again. Maybe it was the day before yesterday, I don't remember. You saw it for sure. Yeah. Ushmul Amar Asara. Debina Yeshe Teruil and Mikri Sukkah. Vein Sukkah Shein Chalal Asara. Okay. Kekshere Kach Psula. Fine. V'yafal Gav. This is the famous Kasha we saw yesterday. She l'gvoa l'malam yesterim l'havik shere Psula Tachton. If you need a Kosher Sukkah, Here the schach is more than 20 amas high. No, shani hasam shepsula machmas gova davidiras keva. If he had no senesh shte kruya suka gemura tiayona atachtona suka shetachas suka. Avak she pechusa me'asara lo shma suka af agav the chashiva biyam oel kana mina the kaman gabi kinofos. That is not what I'm looking for. This we saw. Where? No way, something like no walls. Anyone can find me no walls? Pasla Shmuel, okay. Find it. We saw it before, just not seeing it now. Well, I can quote it to you from here. So my rabbi was going to try to quote it from the Hilchos Chag B'Chag, because he has another beautiful quote over here. This is called, that was on page Resh Ayin Aleph and Beis. This is page Resh Nun Tes and Samach. Okay. What did he say on top? El Yonah does not pass on tachtonas as kosher, so less than 10 fachim, fine. Or it's cham b'shemuv mitzilsa, fine. O shahoya aschach below hechshet fanos. And again, according to Ritva, kechshera kach psula. And he quotes the Bala Yitir who says, "We paskins it's enough to have dalat fachim against Shmuel." The less of the Shmuel. Hear what's going on? So if you held like Shmuel, you would have to have walls. You need walls. Okay? Fine. This is the first assumption. Good. Take a look at Mose in the Shara Tzion. Tov Resh Chav Ches Siv Kotten Hei. Mose, give a look. Tov Resh Chav Ches Mishar Atziyun Siv Kotten Hei Veda. See, it's page 174. Veda Do Adinim Sukkah Yonah Ein Lo Rak Schach Lid Fanas Don't you know Atzdal Kundes Nagavi Sukkah Tachton Av Sukkah Al Gabo O Shei Bedach Noser Zayin Al Zayin Rochav Yech Shesukkah Miskashra Tachtona To Kol Man Shein Roy Elyon The Sukkah Lav sukkah tachas sukkah, but prima godin. V'yafte mistapik shom tzas, v'bikure Yaakov, masik lahokel. Footnote in the drish, I have the drish in front of me. And the prima godin himself backed out, in tarlag, mishpishalzov, sivkot and beis, v'koshra sukkah yonah posel satachtona, kamim ein bod fanas. The bikure Yaakov says, no, mistapik shera. And the ritva sounds that way. I keep quoting the Ritva, which I used. I'm a specialist in Einar Levelo Yiru. I just didn't find it, but it must have been there because I saw a quote already a second time. Okay, fine. Take a look at Bosai. Who's in Minneapolis here? How often does it snow in the Sukkah? I know what happens because, as you know, I have a brother-in-law in Minneapolis. When my children were growing up, they all took turns going there for Yontif. You know, they were in an outpost far away, they had a family, and they reported back to me, there's snow on top of the sukkah. Is that possible, the sukkah? Take a look. Bar Hetev, Simen Tov, Resh, Chav, Vav, Sivkot, Aleph. Apparently in Europe it was also cold. In New York, you don't find snow, and then the sukkah starts.
Also, what?
Huh?
What would be the psul?
Let's see. Take a look. Tov Resh Chavav Berhetes of Kotten Aleph. B'mkomos Korim Shebechag Yored Sheleg Harbe Al Schach Asuk U'misava V'nasakein Tikra. It's like a ceiling of snow. Ksheira. Pasens is kosher. It's kosher. And the Shari Tshuvas is the same thing. Same thing. It gives a reason. It's close from the Ginas Virod. The last line of Shari Tshuva on the same page, Pehe. I am going to throw out time. Tosheleg ein achos lepnei atuma lo choshiv midi lios ketikwa gabisuk. Since snow is not chos lepnei atuma, it's not considered to be a tikra for this purpose. Psh. Wowie. Well, you know what? The Oroch HaShulchan lived in a very, very cold place. Navardak. Nice and cold. I'm sure it snowed there in Sukkos too. I'm guessing. I can't say for sure. But he talks about it here as well. Yep. Oroch HaShulchan. I think it was Lemaisa in his day. Okay. Fine. And we quoted before the Bikur Yaakov. I bought my Bikur Yaakov today for a good reason. This is the beautiful new edition I told you of the Bikur Yaakov put out some years ago. Talks about it as well. I'm not sure where he lived in Germany, whether it was, yeah, could be. Yes. Yeah, of course. Where did he live? He lived in Altona, no? Correct? Is that the correct place we lived? Altona Vamedina. If I'm not mistaken, Altona was very northern Germany, near Hamburg. Correct? I think so. With three killers there. Ahu. And northern Germany probably is, you know, up north, it's really cold. Probably snowed there too. Let's take a look at Bikur Yaakov. Unfortunately, this is not here. I can't show it to you on the screen. I have to read it to you. Bimkomos akorem shekipa shelag buborod mechasa kol asuka hasuka ksheira. Ksheira. Kepos aginis rodim. Viraya mizeh. Olos perches mishtehe. Kipas shelag buborod vakfor vaglid lo meviim lo chotasin. Lo choshev oel. Kevashen adova miskayim. The chama shemesh venomos. I have this shayla. We have an eruv in Riverdale. And the air of someone who's using lechis, which are 40 inches off the ground. When it snows, so the snow can pile up, you know, pretty high, and it's no longer 10 tefachim. I pass in its mutlak v'cham ha-shemesh v'namas. It's gonna melt. However, the Oroch HaShulchan is known as a big maker, right? He's not so happy with this. Not happy with this. Oroch HaShulchan. Give a look. Da, the Yesh is Tabi Medinas Hatzfonios Shelonu. Means he includes himself in Litta, was pretty north. Shekama Pabim Yored Shelig Bechach, Asukas. Venafel Harbe Shelig al Aschach, Im Nifsa Asukah Bechach, Im Lav. Risi Mishakosa, Sheik Shera, the Kem the Shelig and Hosme Atuma, Olos Perches Mishtahe. Lo Hashiva Dios Tikal Asukah. Parhate Im Shar Chuva, Tayer. Ani Omer, Aim is a Shumraya. Can we be right from Tumma? Why? The gam zroim v'yerokas ha-mechubor on the karka t'nan hosim gam kein ein chotisin uv'suka vadai de pasli. You know what's going on? Akasha from the Oroch HaShulchan. It would certainly pasl even though it's not mekabel, it's not considered an oil with respect to Tumma. Great kasha. Bzed the shelga nechos v'mishum sheinim eskayim, avol shayit levade mevad laschach. There's another reason why it doesn't pass, because shelga is not mekabel tumah. Okay, so he's considered like gidula menorats, but the Beis Yosef doesn't like it. Nirali Beis Hashelag v'al laschach lo yivorach leishav b'sukkah. How do you? Oroch HaShulchan. Whoops. So once again, Hilkos Chabacha comes through. Here on page Reish Samach Dalet makes the following comment. Look at Tosfos Rabbos Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Please.
What if I say that snow is kosher schach?
It's hard to believe. Can't be. Look at Yud Gimel Beis. It's a long, long Tosfos. The very end of the Tosfos. The very end of Tosfos Yerukos. Okay, why is it that Yerukos are not Chotzos? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan quoted. Look what he says. Look what he says. It's in the chubby lines, the fatter lines over here on the bottom. He quotes Agamara, our Mishnah, the fourth line. Are you ruckus? No. He says, no, they would be chotzets. Why? Because kvi v'kaimi. V'ne ruach b'nanon. Avashah yirukos ha-mechubarim misnan in beruach. Haleketalis Usfina she shot up Neamayim. Vafilibina lo naide and mevi and chosin. Ah, the chasarn of Yerukos, Rabbi Osai, because the wind moves it. And he suggests maybe, let me read what he says, his words. Vavade shegamein posel besukah. It took a wooden parcel, he says. A wooden parcel. Right? A wooden parcel. Vavade shegamein posel besukah. He says over here, there are chashulchan, there ubavadei pasli. He says no. He says he also uses the word bavadei. He says bavadei pasli. He says bavadei ain't posli. Yeah, if you have certain kinds of starker yerukas that don't move, ain't a chinami. That. They would mevi and vechotz, and they would pasul besukah. That's what the Tosfos says. So therefore, he thinks that the Aruch HaShulchan is not correct. I thought just to about to end before we got to the Chumash. This relates to the Brisker Rav a little bit. No, why we started the shiur with? If it's in Ohel, okay, then we can say like he's suggesting over here in the Chos Chabacha. If it's in Sail, who cares? It's moving. It should still be a problem. Maybe you can make that suggestion. A last thing for today, I told you already three times that I can't push it off anymore. The Ramah starts off before the Mechaber opened his mouth. Ein lasa sukataras b'ayis o'ilin. Give the Mechaber a chance. He didn't say anything yet. So what is he driving at? So the Bikuri Yaakov. Look what he says. Yesh takshas, my boy Ramah was there. Afterwards, Ulay Shlomer, the Rots Lashmienu, the Lachatchila, and Lasos Takas Bias at Wilan, Afilu Heki Shemutu Luchulam and Vidyevit Kagom, the Elan Shechamas Muruma, the Omed Negad Avir Shaben Aschach, Oshenisha Sukkot Silsim Mechamas Afilu Kibotsima Negad Elan, Hashem the Gazvina Ha to Ha, as the base Yosef Sepshat, the Yat Shev Shvidas Rabbeinu Yechiel. In other words, Rabbi Nechiel said is that there are certain problems, and the Ramah is saying, don't do it at all. Even a case of 80-20. 80 on top is 80 kosher and 20 pasul on top. For sure it's good. Nobody says it's no good. Nobody. Don't do it anyway. Don't do it anyway. Because where did this come from? Comes from the tour. Did we do the tour today? I don't think so. Turo. We referred to it, we didn't see it. Tav Reish Chaf Av. Okay, this we did refer to today. Remember that? The whole tour in the Ran. Welcome, Aral, Ketel Yasa, Tachat Avir Shamayim. Vesukas teshu da. So then in Ohel, right, mechitza, not then in Sail. Fine. He quotes the whole story. Rashi, Rabbi Avi Ezri. One second. For Rabbi Ben Yechiel, Hayanoeg. Sheosas sukas of Abayis tachas agag. Sheisir arofim. Hayazokev konim minasrach al agag laarev shneischokim yachad. It's a kol schach echad, right? V'nirali shumuta shavdevi aposel kiloyirvim haynu dafke shetzilsim mechamsa. V'mekom gam yesh avir ben schach hakosher kshenis nachshav schach hakosher negad schach ilan kamandalesi mitstavim avir shabov v'tir chamsim v'tilsim. Ava v'sukah shakula v'chusa. Ein b'avir klal. V'y nechshav akashah k'mad alesay. Adayin nishat tilsim v'mechazah v'shari. He doesn't understand why Rabbi Nechiel is so strict. Says the Beis Yosef. Find of me, please. Oh, Rabbi Nechiel. Can go so we go smack. Hainut namit mashko sati besom shem Rabbeinu Peretz. Zisko farov ala latis. Okay. Now, why? And the Torah says, Nirali shemutter. Even one who passes, it should be good over here. Draw the chonim, and the Ran says so. Okay, no problem. So why Rabbi Nechiel? Venerali, shegam Rabbi Neperes Rabbi Nechiel lo yamatzrich in this golf chonim and asuk aragak elhecha the misalkas aschach shetachas aetsim adakim havicham simu mitzilsa. Aber ki yed misalkas aschach shetachas aetsim adakim atkadim simu chamsa lo yamatzrich in this golf chonim umiyu. Here's the line. Efsha shi matzrich in this kav v'chulam shem dekazvin in ha tu ha. Says the Aruch Bikurei Yaakov. That's what the Rambam meant. Even the case was 80-20, so you shouldn't do the chatchila because gazvin in ha tu ha. I just want to show you. This is what he says. In the back is something called Tosefes Bikurim, because he wrote as a very young man. This is his first sefer. That's why he called Bikurei Yaakov. His first before the Aruch Hanes. Many years later. People wrote, he became one of the Gedolei Yisrael. People wrote all kinds of letters, kashas, comments. And he put out, many years later, Tosefes Bikurim. Beautiful name, like I said, Tosefes Bikurim. This came out in Tov Reish Yud Ches. What's that? 1858. When did the first edition come out? Oh, come on. Tov Kuf Tzadivov. That's 1836. 22 years passed. When he put out Bikurei Yaakov, he was considered Adam Gadol. When he put out Tosefes, he's already Gadol Adar, 22 years later. So he has over here questions. Most of the questions were by Hagoyin, Yitzchak Dov Halevi, Av Besdin Würzburg, the Würzburger Rav, famous Rav Bamberger. And he fought Rabbi Hirsch about the, about whether you should separate the communities. It's a different story. Okay, so he quotes a question of, oh, look at this. He quotes Rav Leib. Who's Rav Leib? Rav Leib is a brother of the author. A brother of the author. That's the Makasha. No. He doesn't think it's true. It's a different shot. So he writes to his brother, Mashakot Ochi Rav, etc. No. But then he says, you know, Kasavti Raglosh and Ula. So after he gets a little bit flack, the people didn't like it because the here's an interesting question. Rav Würzburger Rav says that the Mechabes starts with the word Vov. Is that really true? Open your Mechabes, Tov Reish Chav Vov Sif Aleph. Let's see what has in my fancy one. How can you start with a Vov? So the Würzburger says, since the Mechabes started with a Vav, it can't be. The Ramo had to put in a few words before. Yeah, is that true? Oh, I have my Mechabes. Okay. Yeah, that's what it looks like over here. One of the Shulchan Aruchs I saw had the Vav in smaller print. That the Vav was part of the Ramo, not part of the Mechabes. So then the Würzburger Rav's comment would be no comment. Anyway, he had some flack from his brother from the verse speaker. Well, I only said it's an Ulai. His translator, Rabbeinu Yechiel, called the Beis Yosef. I'd stop here. Let's open the Parshas of Shavua. Parshas told us, B'siyata Dishmai. Please. So Parshas told us, Rabosai, thank you so much. Thank you. Parshas told us is well known with the Parsha of Yitlacha. Everyone knows Yitlacha. It's a very big aliyah. Everyone knows. Those of us who say Motzei Shabbos Psukei Bracha, we start the very first pasuk of Yidlacha. It's a big pasuk. Everyone knows. There's the Nigunim. which people sing to Vyit Lacha. It's a very, very beautiful pasuk. How's the pasuk go? Yidin Lacha Lakim Mitala Shemai Mishmani Oros Vodokam Asirosh, etc., etc., etc. So the obvious question is raised, Rabbo said, what was Yitzchak Avinu thinking? Did he give the brachas to Esav? Esav? Yeah. So Vatechen Eina Meraos, he couldn't see, so he was fooled. Okay. Good. But if he wasn't fooled, if Esav was walking first, he would give him this bracha too. That's what it sounds like. Didn't he? He was so fooled. He thought that Esav was the really the main son as opposed to Yaakov? Really? Yaakov Ishtam Yosha Beholim. He really thought that Esav was going to really be the successor? Really? So many of them have forged me the following beautiful answer. Not a chance. Yitzchak Avinu was, quote, nobody's fool. He knew exactly what he was doing. He wanted to give the physical blessings to Esav. There were only physical blessings over here. This Aliyah, the Aliyah of Shishi, the first pasuk is pasuk Chav Ches. You're just ready. Yitin l'chalokim. The last pasuk in Shishi, right before Shvi, is the next parak pasuk Dalet. Again, v'yitin l'cha. Isn't that amazing? Pay attention. That's Shishi. Pay attention to Shabbos. The first pasuk v'yitin l'cha. The last v'yitin l'cha. What's the last Yitin Lecha? Yitin Lecha is Birkas Avram. Lecha is Arachaitach. Nirish Choser is Megurecha. Oh, this is the real bracha. The real bracha was intended for Yaakov from the very beginning. Yitzchak was not going to pass on Avram's legacy to Esav. Are you kidding? He always planned to give Birkas Avram to Yaakov Avinu. So what was the machlokes with Yitzchak and Rivka? Obviously, Rivka wanted this bracha to also go to Yaakov Avinu. Here's the answer. Yitzchak wanted that Esav should be the hunter and the farmer and the fighter and all that kind of stuff, and Yaakov should sit in Koilu. Wouldn't have to work, wouldn't have to hunt, wouldn't have to fight. Sit and learn Yom HaMalayla. That was his plan. And therefore, we'll split the brachas. We'll give Tala Shemai, Mishmani Orat, Tov Dovah Mesirosh, all that stuff. We'll give to Esav. He'll do it. Some say it's along the lines of Yisachar Zvulun, just a generation off. That Yaakov should be the Yisachar, and Esav should be the Zvulun. That was his plan. Rivka Imenu, she was certainly nobody's fool. She knew Esav inside and out, backwards and forwards. He ain't no Zvulun. There's no way you can count on Esav to take care of Yaakov and to supply with all that he needs. So Yaakov should be a tent dweller for his whole life and just sit in the kollel and learn Torah and have relying on Esav. No! Yaakov has to get both brachas, which is what she arranged. He got the first bracha, the physical bracha, and then he got the spiritual bracha. And as other Mepharshim put it, it's not so much whether Esav would or would not have been an adequate supplier of the physical needs and protection, etc., to Yaakov Avinu. That's not the mandate of Am Yisrael. Not Yaakov Avinu, who was the founder of Klal Yisrael. I mean, after all, the first of us only had one son. He had 12. When he founded the Klal Yisrael. His role in life is to combine the physical and the spiritual. Dafka. Not to live a life of an angel. The Kotzke Rebbe said, it says, Ve'anche kodesh tiyuli, says in Parshas Mishpatim. And he said in Yiddish, Malachim hovich genug. I have enough angels. I want you to be anche kodesh, to be people of holiness, to go into the world and to be involved in all those pursuits. Yes. The old days, farming and hunting and fighting, whatever it takes to be done to live we'll call it a natural life. And superimposed on that natural life is a spiritual life. Anshei Kodesh. First be an ish, a person, with all that entails, and then be Kodesh. This is what Rivka wanted for her son Yaakov Avinu. Yitzchak said, no, I want Yaakov Avinu to sit in the Kollel and not to do anything, but learn. and will have Esav provide him with all of his needs. So again, number one, he was unreliable, Rivka saw. And number two, this is not demanded of Yaakov Avinu. It's not. He's supposed to take physical items and consecrate them. Esav, it turns out, cannot fathom this concept. Esav cannot understand how it can be any combination of the physical and the spiritual. Impossible. Either or. You know, when Esav sold the Bechora, the beginning of Parashas told us, so the Mefarshim explained, based on Midrashim, that Esav told Yaakov, listen, Yaakov, you take Olam Haba, I'll take Olam Hazeh. Now, obviously, you have to live in this world to earn Olam Haba. But you'll be a spiritual person, and I'll be a physical person. Yaakov said, yes. So Yaakov probably held like his father Yitzchak. He probably didn't want to have any part of this physical world. He wanted to be a tent dweller, to sit and learn all the time. You know, Chazal said at the end of the parasha, beginning of next week's parasha, that 14 years he didn't sleep. I mean, he probably just dribbled a little bit, like some of us dribbled in the Beis Medrash. But the 14 years he sat and learned Yom HaVelayla. That's what he wanted to do in life. That was his first love, just to sit and learn Torah, that's all. So he was very happy to give away all the Hazel to Esav, and he should take the Olam Haba. But Rivka man said, no dice. It's not going to work. You have to make shtick, make believe you really Esav, which is not a Yaakov-like thing to do. But his mother told him, let's do his mother. She told him, Baruch HaKadosh. The Mefarshim say that Rivka told Yaakov, Kach Misham Shnei Gedoya Yizim. So they say it's a Korban Pesach. Chazal, the Medrash Rabba. So I once heard from Rav Goldman, Sifron Lerocha, the Rashiv of Keren B'Yavna. I think probably what he said is Shmuz and Parshas told us. When else would I have heard it? That I was talking about it a long time ago, over 50 years ago. So he said, the Pshat in the Medrash is as follows. What's Pshat in Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach is only for Achila. Yes. All Shlomim, Achila plays a role, which is itself a Chiddush, must come to it. But Korban Pesach, it plays even a greater role. I'm not going to the Chuskotchim right now. What Rivka was telling Yaakov is, in other words, Shnei Gedoy Yizim, that this is what Yitzchak had told Esav, and it was, in fact, whatever, the Lashon of the Pasuk is as follows. Yitzchak told Esav, go hunt for me. Okay? Just get hunt for me something, matamim. When Rivka told Yaakov, what did she say? She said, Shnei Gedoye Yizim Tovim. Yeah, what does that mean? Echad le Pesach, and you better bring a Rashi quotes. What did Korban Pesach over here? The Korban Pesach is to demonstrate to Yaakov Avinu, listen, my dear son Yaakov, you think you're going to be living a totally spiritual life. Well, your great-grandchildren, you might have a Korban Pesach, you're going to be mak of it and eat it in the base of Mikdash and in the Mishkan, Lifnei Hashem, Vachat Lifnei Hashem, Alekecha. This concept is a Jewish concept, and you better start it right now. They're going to combine physical with the spiritual. That's your main goal in life. Don't try to hide away from the physical world. You've got to be part of it and sublimate it, just as the Korban Pesach did. The Gemara says, I'm pretty sure Rabbi Goldberg said this too, the same drasha. The Gemara has a Masechta Menachos, that a goy can be makar of Korbanos and Beis Mikdash. Yeah, a goy. But if a goy says, I want to bring a shlomim, no. Hareza Ola. Whatever he says, only an Ola. So the Rashiv explained that by goyim, if you want to be spiritual, you have to forego the physical world. Ola. Burned up. It's all kul Hashem. Kolil. Once you get involved in the physical world, the goy is going to go all downhill. That is some back to this from the Catholic Church that claims that the ideal is celibacy. As it's the official position, I believe, until this day, for their church leaders, etc., etc. And we say, Chas v'shalom celibacy. One exception, Moshe Rabbeinu, because Hashem had to speak to him all times. Except for that one exception for part of his life, we are vehemently opposed to celibacy. I involved with physical activity, which otherwise would be sinful. True. That kind of activity between man and wife, which otherwise would be sinful in any other context, becomes a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a great mitzvah, an important mitzvah. Peruvah was the first mitzvah. We take a physical relationship, which in the Goyish world is used for such terrible things, and we make it a davar kadosh. It's called kiddushin. It's called nisuin. It's holy. It's elevated. That's our goal in life. Oh. This being the case, Rabbi, so we understand very well why Esav was so opposed. Esav, again, it's from the Rashi of Kerem B'Yavna, Esav could handle Yaakov staying in his tent. Didn't bother Esav. You want to stay in your tent? Great, that's our original deal. I keep Olam Hazeh, you keep Olam Haboy. Stay in your tent. But if Yaakov decides to do what Rivka said and to have a physical component as well as a spiritual one, then Esav can't handle it. Because it's demonstrating that his position is incorrect. He thinks the two are impossible to combine. And therefore, I'll take my choice. And if Yaakov shows him, no, we're going to combine the two of them, Esav cannot handle it. He was going to, impossible, it's up to his fights to the finish to prevent Yaakov from doing that. And of course, we know who's Esav's grandson, who? Amalek. That's exactly what Amalek means. Amalek to sever the physical from the spiritual. The Mefarshim say, Amalek is Meloshon, Umalak. The same in Vayikra. Umalak as Rosho. They cut off the head of the bird. That means separate the head from the body. In this week's parsha. So Rashi says over there that basically more Masechta Sota that Rivka saw Beruach HaKodesh. Rivka saw Beruach HaKodesh Shebiyom Echad Yamusu. That's not quite the case. You know the story in Mar Sota? No one knows the story? Yaakov died. And they came to Marasa Machpelah. All of a sudden, Esav shows up. Oh, it's my grave. I'm the Bechor. Can you imagine this? This is Uncle Esav shows up all of a sudden. Well, I didn't even know how to know to get there. They texted him. I'm saying, well, how did Esav know to come? We don't understand this happened. So what happened? So they're pimpling back and forth and back and forth. They say, wait a minute, Yaakov bought it. So he said, yeah, prove it. No, there's a shtar mechira. Yaakov had a document. Esav signed. Ani Esav here. Here the mochas of b'chor lochi Yaakov signed Esav ben Yitzchak. Where is it? Oh, it's in Mitzrayim. Bring it. So what they do? Naftali ayala shlucha. Naftali was a runner, a marathon runner. It's a pretty long marathon to run from Hebron to Mitzrayim and back. Wow. Wow. How long will it take? How many miles going into that? How many miles is it from Hebron to Mitzrayim? To Goshen? I got your right. Take a long time. So Hushim ben Dan was deaf. He knew all these negotiations. And he says, what's going on over here? Avi Abba Mutl Bebizayim. The day the Yaakov Avinu is lying there, they can't bury him. What's going on over here? Oh, Esav is causing sorrows. He says, what are you, crazy? Took, I think, chopped his head off, and his head rolled into the Moros of Machpelah, and his head was buried there. The head was buried there, not the body. Esav's body did cold over also. He felt the head was separate from the body. So it was appropriate, his head fell in. But Yaakov, his whole body fell in, was buried there, because his whole body was Kaddish. Tremendous Kedusha that Yaakov Avinu had. Unbelievable Kedusha. The greatest level of Kedusha Yaakov Avinu had. Derech Agav, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Reb Chaim Shmulev has an unbelievable shmuz on this story of Chushim ben Dan. He said, what did Chushim ben Dan see, which all the other brothers didn't see? The brothers didn't see it. All the other cousins didn't see it. So he has a beautiful word. He said, that's the problem with negotiations. Esav walks in there, the grave is mine, I'm the Bechor. They all knew that Esav was a faker. He was a guy who did so many averis. Rashi called so many averis that he was... He was a murderer, he was a rapist, you name it, he did it. Avodah Zarah, everything. He's in the very Maros of Machpelah, are you kidding? But you know, he's Uncle Esav. What do you do? They started negotiating with him. You know, like, oh, my father bought it. Yeah, prove it. Da, da, da. You get involved in negotiations, you end up in a crazy place. You don't realize, you get pulled in bit by bit by bit by bit by bit. Chushim was deaf. He heard no negotiations. He heard one fell swoop, he heard this guy, what are you, crazy? Boom, knocked his head off. Isn't that a good vote? You care about negotiations. You get slippery slopes, you get slide in. Once happened to me that it was a Talmud of mine, a very close Talmud, who was engaged, about to be married. He calls me up and says, Rebbe, some significant problems over here. I was in camp Baruch Shakola. I have to come to see you. I said, listen, I'm coming home on Sunday. It was like 2 days before. I said, come to see me on Sunday, as soon as I come home. He comes to me on Sunday. He's supposed to get married, I think, a short time later, if I'm not mistaken. And he starts telling me stories. One, another. I said, break it up! I said, you know why you didn't come to that realization? I went to my shelf, I pulled out Reb Chaim Shmuel Levin's Shmuz, Chushim Ben Dan. You got first. You had one story, another story. 10 different stories, you heard 10 different weeks. So you figure, each one is not so bad. I heard it one shot. I'm Chushim Ben Dan, I told him. Keep this in mind as a lesson for all time. In any event, have a Malik. So a Malik can't stand when we have a combination of the physical and the spiritual. He's Esav's grandson. I won't allow that to happen. Roshiva said pshat, Vayavo Amalek, Vayilochem im Yisrael b'refidim. Right? Everyone knows the pasuk. So that's the first pasuk. What does Chazal say? You know what Chazal says b'refidim? You don't know? Rafu Yedeyem in HaTorah. So my Roshiva asked, you should say Rafu. What do you mean, Yedeyem? You learn with your head. What do you mean? Like this? You rub your damn the rubber finger, the thumb. That's what it means. No, he said, rough your day means they were weak in this area. They were weak in the area of combining the physical and the spiritual. Whenever there's a weakness, rough your day, their hands, the physical, that's when Amalek comes in. When there's a weakness in that combination, Amalek comes in. And another amazing pshat, he said, based on another Rashi, Amalek attacked us a second time. Where do you find the Chumash and Rashi? I'm using the word Zavazi, Chumash and Rashi, that Amalek attacked the second time. The first of the parashah is B'shalach, that we know by Yavah Amalek, by Yelachem Yisrael B'Fidim. Where do you find a second time? Yeah, so where do you find it? You see the word Amalek there? Watch. It says, "Vayisu mehor ahor." All right. Excuse me. Vayishma Knani Melech Harod Yoshev Negev Kivo Yisrael Derech Asarim Vayilochem BeYisrael. Who is this Knani? Who is the Knani? It says Rashi, Amalek. Amalek Yoshev Eretz Negev. He dressed up as a Knani. He changed his language, changed his clothes to fool them. That's why they prayed. I don't know what that is. Amalek and Knan. What's Derech HaAsar? Rashi. Derech HaNegev Shehochu Bo Meraglim Vayala B'Negev. So the question becomes, why did they choose to attack at this time after Aaron HaKohen dies and in this place where the Meraglim had gone through? Says Rav Goldrich Chazal, both are significant. We said before, the Moshe Rabbeinu, he was totally spiritual. That's why he was a kvad peh. The Maharal Prague explains a kvad peh. Because if you look in the Targum Unkelus in Parashas Bereishis, it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took. How did he make man? He took Ofer min Adama, right? That's what it says. Ofer min Adama. And then what did he do? He mixed in the. Did I get the right pasuk? Find it. Offer min Adam, Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, Yipach Ba'apa Nishmas Chayim, a soul, V'yadal Nefesh Chaya, says Targum Unkelus, was Nefesh Chaya, Ruach Mimalala. Speech is a combination of physical and spiritual. It combines the thought, and you know, your tongue, your lips, your mouth, your teeth, your the vocal cords, everything. Moshe Rabbeinu was such a Ruchni b'yoser, it was so spiritual that his speech was affected. Interesting pshat. That's what Maral says. Aaron was to be the one his spokesperson, because Aaron was the one who could combine physical and spiritual. He was a kohen who was able to eat v'achalt lefnei Hashem on a more regular basis. So when Aaron died, there was a weakness in that combination that Aaron represented of physical and spiritual. What about the Meraglim? Ah, the Meraglim. The Meraglim, why do they say let's stay in the Midbar? You know why? Because if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to fight. You have to plant. They preferred to stay in the Midbar. The Zohar says, you know why they said to stay? Because they were afraid if they lose go to Eretz Yisrael, they would lose their position as Nasi. That's a defense? Political purposes? No, it means if they go in, they lose their position because they were appointed as Nasiim for the Dor HaMidbar, which is purely spiritual. And they wanted to stay away till the end of the days. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no dice. That's what I don't want. Kisovo alaros v'natatam kol etzmachos, says the Medrash of Parashas Kedoshim. Like a bird, a mother bird hovers over the baby bird, because the baby bird is not yet ready to on its own. Once the baby bird is independent, it could be independent, he takes its beak, goes, psh, get out of this nest, go on your own. Hashem said, you have to take care of it. It's an incubator at the beginning. Now go out there to Israel and plant and fight and do everything else they have to do in Eretz Israel. That's your ultimate goal. The Rambam didn't understand that. So he had Aaron dies. There are Derech and Meraglim, both weaknesses in the combination of physical and spiritual. Who attacks at that very moment, that very place? Amalek. They want to separate the two. And our job is to combine the two. So every Talmud has to, in his own life, figure out what that means. Maybe it's combining a career, whatever it may happen to be, with being a Talmud Chacham. Maybe it's combined learning Masechta Sukkah with your college studies, whatever. Everyone has different combinations in life. But that's what it's all about. That's what life, this is the spirit of Yaakov Avinu as per Rivka Imenu. And my Rebbe of Soloveitchik, when he spoke about the same theme, he said, you know, he understood Yitzchak's point, but as he put it, the Hashkocha Paskin like Rivka Imenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw it where the Yaakov should get both brachas, both Vidal Lachas, we have to follow in his footsteps. Good Shabbos. Sunday Shiur is at
10
o'clock. Send out the email. Okay, see you out of the Shmai.